pass because I have 11 credits.
Okay.
Okay, we going?
Yeah.
We rolling? Can I go yes. Craig here?
No, Craig. Craig hasn't been here in a while.
Craig is he's here in spirit.
He's here in spirit, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
He's over here in spirit.
So, welcome to the podcast, y'all.
This is Billy, you're a little quiet today.
This is episode fucking...
There we go.
29.
May 6th.
May 6th, it's about...
So, episode 50, we're going to do DMT, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's fuck, I can't believe I agreed to that. Oh, my God. As long as you guys all come over to my house, I'm down.
Bro, I'll... Oh, my God.
As long as you guys all come to my house, we can do DMT and all record off my mic.
Bro, I wanna get a fat DMT...
I'm being dead serious right now.
Me too. Me too, bro.
All right, so let's fucking do it then. That was the promise that we made on like episode one or two, so... Yeah, we'll stick to it. So, gentlemen, I feel like even though we've been doing the podcast every week, I haven't really talked to you guys in a while about anything. What's going on in your lives?
Interesting. Something's very interesting in my life.
Billy
Go ahead.
Something interesting in my life. So, I don't know if I talked about this on the podcast, but like maybe like 2 weeks ago, do a party in this one kid's room. Actually, let me preference it with this. This kid's a sex offender. All right, let me just say that out loud. He's a sex offender.
Legally?
Not legally.
Not fully.
Not fully.
The people didn't press charges.
This kid got blackout drunk, grabbed three girls' asses and one girl's pussy, right? And that's what makes him the sex offender. They reported him but didn't press charges.
Okay, interesting. Yeah,
regardless of that fact, this kid went into quarantine. He got COVID. So me and this other kid threw a party in his room without the kid in quarantine knowing, right?
Okay.
Kid was pissed. Kid's still pissed, actually. But we cleaned up the whole room. I broke a pot, and that was all me. Brought him a new pot. He's mad. He's very angry about that. He unadded us on Snap and on Instagram like a chick.
Like a chick.
Nice. I'm sorry. I'm just saying. So we got beef. And yesterday, this whole time I've been worrying about him pressing charges for trespassing, which we would not, but you know. Yesterday, this kid, I was with a friend, and they moved some signs on his door, flipped it upside down, and he comes out of the room. And he pushes me and says, "Don't fucking touch my door." And then I was like, "It wasn't me, man." And the person was like, "It was me." And he dropped that one immediately. And then we started arguing about this fucking party back and forth. And it was along the lines of, "I trashed my room." I said, "We cleaned the room better than we left it. You guys broke a pot." It's the pot. "You guys fucked my desk up." And I'm like, he's like, You guys
fucked on the desk?
And we fucked his desk up. He's like, "You fucking tried to open bottle caps on my desk." He's like, "How'd you open them?" I was like, "With my teeth, like I usually do." So he's like, "I'm gonna get fined for that." I'm like, "Every college dorm has that. You're not getting fined." And we kept on fighting. And so basically, at the end of the day, it was like, what I needed for him was to push me, and I got that. And, as he walked away, I called him a sex offender, and he said, "Fuck you." I'm still a sex offender, so.
Nice. Wait, so you wanted him to push you so that you had an assault case?
Mm-hmm.
Not a very good case, because they have to cause harm to you. That's not harm.
No, that's contact. It's just assault.
No, that's not how assault works.
That's how it works.
Didn't he threaten to fight you, too?
Yes.
Okay. A threat of violence, I'm pretty sure, is a crime, but there has to be... there has to be proof of damage, and if you just got pushed, there's no damage.
My arm's really sore right now, Nick.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure a jury would be on your side. If you just call him a sex offender, you'll probably be fine.
But you know, last night was deciding whether I should write an email about it or not. I didn't write an email because I said I just need the situation to be diffused a little bit. And by writing an email, I'm dragging like 15 other people down. So
yeah, I get what you're saying.
So basically, this kid wants to fight because he's a bitch.
So are you going to fight him?
Probably not, no. One, I couldn't win. I have absolutely no muscle anymore. Two, I just don't want to put energy into that one. So,
tell me. Yeah. Damn.
So interesting. Petty high school shit. Pretty petty high school
shit. Yeah, that does sound like petty high school shit. Well, you know what? I got a tale. It's not similar in any regard, but it is also petty high school shit. So, just this random girl I follow, honestly couldn't tell you who she was, posted that she paid for an IQ test, and then it came back as a 130, and then she was, like, talking down to everyone, and I said, the real IQ test is whether you pay for results or not, because, like, obviously it's a scam, and she got super butthurt, and basically just kept going on about how I'm an idiot, and how I shouldn't tell her how to spend her money, and how I'm an incel, and like, that's fine or whatever, I don't really care, but then she was like, I got a full ride to every school I applied to, and I have a 4.2 GPA. And I was like, okay, congratulations. And then she started getting me because I said then with an E instead of then with an A, like then. So she started bugging out about that. And I was like, okay. I was like, I was just going back and forth with this girl. But so long story short, because this was like an hour worth of DMing. Is she just keeps calling me an incel and shit, and then she's like, oh, I'm gonna post this on my TikTok, because her TikTok has 500k, and you're gonna get berated by a bunch of thousands of other girls. And I was like, okay, do it. And she just kept talking about it, and I was like, why are you still talking? Just do it. And she's like, it was like 3 a.m., so she's like, it's 3 a.m., I'm not doing it right now. I was like, okay, I'll be on the look tomorrow. She never ended up posting the video, and Because I just kept being like, just, like, post a video. I'm not nervous. If you read everything line for line, like, you're obviously the cunt in this scenario. And she was just like, okay, I'll do it. And then she just never posted this video.
Here are the questions I would ask. How much do you study for that 4.2? How much work are you putting in? The second thing I'm saying is, you could be school smart, be an absolute dumbass in the real world.
She definitely is.
Just because you can fucking get good grades.
Her whole argument was that the only reason I don't pay for an IQ test is because I don't have money. And I was like, that's not why. It's because I'm not a moron. And she's like, oh, so you're bothered? And do you always slide up on women's stories and try to tell them how to act and shit? And I was like, what? And I don't know. It was a long...
All you said was... only idiots pay for that.
No.
Right?
I didn't say, I didn't even call her an idiot. I said, I literally said, the real IQ test is whether you pay for it or not, which is a half joke, half truth.
Didn't even tell her how to spend her money.
Exactly.
There was no reference of that.
And then, the most annoying thing is she was like, she kept trying to pretend. She kept saying like, oh, you're just mad because I came in here and got a reaction and you don't like it. Like, what? Do you think I was going to come in here and be like, oh, you're so funny. Here's my snap. And I was like, no, I was literally calling you stupid. I don't want your snap. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Wiping up on somebody's story is for a reaction.
I was like, why do you post it on your story if you don't want people's thoughts? Like, obviously you wanted to hear what people have to say. She was like, you can comment all you want, but I don't need you in my DMs. Well, and I'm like, I don't think you know how a story works. You can only go to the DMs with it.
That's a comment.
Yeah,
commenting on her story. And I feel like
she just really wanted everyone to call her smart.
Yeah, she just wanted all of her friends to be like, "Oh my god, you're yes, so girl, smart. Go, oh my you're god. So smart." Fucking.
I'm looking around to see if I have any funny quotes I can read. Please fill the blank air.
How do we fill blank air today? Here's a fun one. We were talking about going to the moon. I actually want to know why.
I also tried to end this conversation like three times by being like congratulations that you got into all your schools. I hope you have a good night. Like, good night. And she would just keep going. And I had to tell her like multiple times. Like, dude, I tried so many times to end this conversation. It's no one you know. Like, I don't even know who it is, honestly.
I might. Just send it anyway.
I promise you you don't follow her. I'll send it to you right now. I'll send you her account right now. You don't follow her, I promise you. Oh, I can't. It said I failed to send. Here, I'll just take a screenshot. Fuck, I did not mean to do that. Yeah, she blocked me after that. She was talking all this shit, and then she blocked me. Oh, also, it was mad funny. She's like, also, stop commenting on my TikTok. And I was like, what? Like, I didn't even know you had a TikTok. I don't follow it. And then she sent me a screenshot of some, like, random page I've never seen in my life. And she goes, oh, you think you're smart? I know this is you. And I was like, yeah, that's not my account. I don't know what you're talking about. She just, like, picked a random account that was also bothering her and assumed it must have been me.
Obviously.
Yeah. Yep.
Sounds like a classic case of DDS.
Yeah, she was a fucking diva is the best way to put it. Okay, wait, yeah. Wait. I might...
Let me see this.
Okay, she said... she said, fucking freak. I said, stay up there on your high horse. And she goes, keep commenting on my TikTok, so I'm going to make a response video about all of this, and you will literally end up deleting all your social media. And I said, what? And she goes, every time I expose guys, thousands of girls attacked them. And I goes, I haven't commented once on it. And I go, do it. And then she sends me some account. Billy, I'll send it to you so you can show Jack as well. Some account I've never seen in my life from TikTok. And then, wait, let me see, what did she say after that? Sorry, one sec, I gotta scroll back. Okay, and then she said, sorry, is this not you? And I said, I got the DMs here too, I can show all the things you really said. And I said, not me, LOL. And then she said, you really think people are gonna take your side when you walked in here unprovoked to call me stupid? And then I go, I own real estate in your mind off one half-joking comment, mad funny. And then I said, again, I have the DMs. I'm confident. And she goes, so do I. I said, you called me an incel just because I think you got scammed. And she goes, I will post them myself, the fuck. And then she just kept going on, calling me an incel, telling me I'm an idiot. And then she goes, honey, I could have hundreds of girls attacking you in an hour. And I said, do it? Question mark. She goes, bet. Keep a lookout tomorrow for that video. And this was last night. I looked all day today. And she never posted it. I go, you're not intimidating me for trying to cancel me, for calling you out for being scammed. And then she was like, no, I'm allowed to be rude when someone comes in here and insults me unprovoked. I did not come into your DMs to insult you unprovoked. You provoked me, so my behavior is justified. I said, scroll up, lady. I didn't insult you. I said the real IQ test is whether you pay for it. And then she goes, this is one of my favorite lines. She goes, hence you called me stupid. And I go, and you sure proved that tonight. And then she started like, the funniest part is, so I went to her TikTok to see like how well she exposes these other guys. And one was like some guy like, oh, send me nudes. So it got like 5,000 likes. But the other one was some guy that was like, oh, wait, let me find it because it was actually pretty funny. But, like, basically, her page has a lot of views, but it's only when she shakes her ass and shit. It's never when she talks about, like, her opinions and stuff. Oh, okay, so she was bugging out on her Insta story mad long ago, and this guy DM'd her, or, like, slid up on her story. And her Instagram story was about how she got mad some guy said, rape all women. And the guy literally says, not justifying what he said, but why do you get mad at that, but not when girls say kill all men? Because the last time I checked, death is worse than rape. And then she just started calling him an incel and just kept going on and making fun of him as if he was some, like, retard. And she just thinks she's, like, so high above the rest of us.
Damn.
Jesus, she's a dumbass.
Yeah. Oh my god. This had another good part. So after she said, hence you called me stupid, and I said, you should prove that, I said, dude, what's with all the talk? Go get your girlfriend's on me. I'll talk like a chihuahua. I'll talk, no bite. And she goes, why are you saying this as if I don't have 500,000 followers? I said, so do it. And obviously, she didn't do it, so. And she goes, who could actually do this? I said, your threats don't scare me. And she goes, I've done it several times. Both of the videos that she's done it have under 10,000 likes. So not really anything that impressive.
She's going to end your whole career, bro. You better watch out.
Yeah, well, what I was hoping is I was going to play the TikTok that she made and we could react to it. And I would, like, edit it into the video, but she never made it. So, and she blocked me. So
am I still becoming?
She said, this was mad funny. She kept talking about the video and she goes, I'll give you my exact script. And I said, what do you need a script for? Just read the DMs unless you're going to alter them. And, yeah, she didn't like that either. Yeah, so that was my Oh yeah, and the best part was the closure was she goes, "Okay, Nicholas, get some sleep, maybe a new hobby, maybe learn to leave strangers alone. I don't know, like most people." And then I said, "I'll try my hardest for you," obviously sarcastically. "Just make sure you spit the other spit away from my head while you're hovering above me with that," in quotations, 130 IQ. And she goes, "Don't try anything for me. I don't want anything from weirdos. It's okay." And then I commented back like, "I don't want to keep talking to you, but why would you tell me to try it? And then when I said I'll try it, like, tell me not to." And she just, she didn't have anything to say to that one.
So fucking butthurt. Oh my God.
I know. She kept coming at me, like, throughout the DMs, saying that, like, I must be obsessed with her and her reactions and stuff, and I care about her opinion, and that she doesn't care who I am, and, like, she doesn't care about anything I have to say. And I was like, if that were true, you, like, wouldn't be talking to me. If you really didn't care what I had to say, you would have left me on red or fucking delivered or said one thing and dipped. But you just argued with me for an hour. Like, obviously you care what I said.
Damn.
Excuse me.
Truth hurts.
Ego trip right there, man.
It really
truth
was.
Hurts.
Okay, Billy, I think...
I want to talk about the moon thing.
Oh, you want to talk about... Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so if you had an opportunity to go to the moon with other young people, would you? Like, colonize the moon, would you do it?
No.
Fuck yeah.
No fucking way.
I want to hear why you would not, Nick.
I don't think you guys realize what colonizing means. It doesn't mean you're just chilling on the moon, getting to enjoy the views like it's a vacation.
Oh, I know.
You're going to be working the whole time. It's going to be absolutely miserable. It's going to
be
extremely...
Yeah, but you're working on the fucking moon.
Colonizing.
You're working on the fucking moon.
Colonizing also.
Single-handedly progressing the fucking human race.
Not single-handedly,
so much. Or not single-handedly, but one of the few-handedly progressing the entire human species.
Hey, bro, if that's something you're interested in, I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying I'm not interested in working for a bunch of fucking NASA retards that want me to fucking build some space dome on the moon. It's just not something that I find I want to do. If I wanted to do that, I would live in the fucking woods right now, and then when they called me, I would go do that. But I definitely wouldn't fucking just go from, like, normal life to that.
I would go from normal life to that because, one, the first point being, the worst case scenario is dying.
That's not the worst case scenario. Let me tell you the worst case scenario. You get up there, you get extremely ill, and you have a slow, like multiple month long death that's extremely painful and slow, and there's no fucking hospitals or medical up there, and you're homesick and you can't go home, and you're just fucked. That's worst case. Dying quick and easy is not worst case scenario. That's probably best case.
I never said quick and easy. I just said dying on the moon in general. One, how many of my fellow classmates can say, "I went to the moon"? I could be like, at the end of the day, I fucking went to the moon. I went higher than everybody. You know? Fucking Jock thinks... hang on, I'll get somebody else. Owen thinks he gets high. I got higher, okay?
No, well, no offense, but if they were accepting the three of us, they accepted just about anybody, so it's not really an accomplishment. It's not like you had to fight to get there. If they're accepting us, you guys are undergraduates, and I'm a high school graduate, and those are our only accomplishments. So
I am a distinguished astronaut. I have years of experience.
I am a distinguished
retard. Yeah. So if they were accepting us, that means they're accepting basically anyone at that point.
They want people who are expendable, and I am expendable.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we would still be the people who did it.
Hey, bro. Yeah, people think the colonists are super cool, right? Oh no, they think they're all a bunch of fucking retard schwats. I don't know who you think you're gonna impress.
Obviously I won't, cause I'll die a slow, painful death on the moon. But I still died on the fucking moon.
Biggest thing is I can easily imagine going there, and it's this massive life change. And a few weeks in, you're like, holy fuck, I don't want to be here. This is miserable. They're not going to fucking send you home. It costs millions to billions of dollars to go home. They're not just going to be like, oh, you're a little homesick. Yeah, we'll bring you home, buddy. So you're just going to tough it out, and it's going to be miserable.
Bro, think about it. All of the regular toils of everyday life vanish. The second you're on that moon,
yeah,
the only thing you have to
worry
about
is... Instead, you have different ones.
You have to worry about survival, which is... So much more simple than fucking...
A change of scenery would be nice. A
change
of
scenery.
So
and
move,
I also...
Move
I
to
feel
fucking
like
Nebraska. Don't go to the goddamn moon.
I'm saying, the worst case scenario, if I'm really dying of pain, end it. Like, I can do that myself.
I I don't really see how you'd be able to, like, come down with some illness that kills you slowly on the moon, because whenever you're outside, you're going to be in a spacesuit, which has very, very few chances of you getting any sort of illness. And when you're inside, it's probably all going to be extremely sanitary for safety purposes.
Yeah, they're just letting anyone go up there, but I'm sure it'll be extremely sanitary. I don't get how you guys can't see these inconsistencies. It's one thing to say you want to go, I understand, but you can't tell me that it's going to be clean when they're letting just high school dropouts and shit fly up to the moon.
Obviously, you'd have to be fucking, like, trained and, like, learn shit before you go up there. They couldn't just be like, all right, we're going to the moon right now. Like, if they chose people, they'd educate them and shit.
Yeah,
and make sure they know what they were doing before they went to the moon.
But still, you can educate someone as much as you want. That doesn't mean they're going to wash their hands more often, whether you tell them to or not. All that needs to happen is one person gets sick and doesn't get quarantined in time. Everyone there is getting sick, and it could immediately just be miserable. Immediately.
What if we find aliens, bro? That'd be dope. Also, if I die to an alien,
also colonizing. That means you're living up there, which means you're fucking up there.
Facts.
How many people can say they fucked on the moon?
Exactly.
Probably zero at this point.
Zero people can say they fucked on the moon.
Actually, it's illegal for astronauts to have sex.
Okay,
like, while they're on their journeys. I don't know. The rules aren't very well defined.
Yeah, they don't want astronauts getting pregnant because that
colonization is different than
shit with all, like, you know, because you know how, like, constant, like, loss of gravity will move around your internal organs, right?
Sure. I don't think that's why. I think it's because they want them to focus on the mission and not be horny motherfuckers the whole time.
Okay. Well, also,
I don't think you can even hold an erection in space. I mean, on a moon base, you obviously could, but, like, in space, I don't think you can.
Try this one out.
I'm pretty sure it's something to do with. I don't know.
Fuck cinema. I have a new goal. I'm getting to the moon to see if I can jerk off.
Also, another interesting thought is that kids born on the moon wouldn't be able to come back to Earth because their skeletal structures wouldn't be strong enough since the gravity is weaker. Yeah. So, like, they'd be growing up in conditions where they don't need a stronger skeleton, so they just, like, if they came back to Earth,
another reason you wouldn't be allowed to have sex up there.
All I'm saying is, babies born on the moon, I could body slam.
Yeah, you could fuck up a baby born on the moon.
I think you could fuck up any baby. I'm pretty confident.
I know, no, but you can. Pretty strong,
you could fuck up a baby on the moon way easier. All
right, you know what? I got another, like, odd scenario like that for you guys that I've been saving here. All right, would you go back, starting at birth, with all, but you get to retain all the knowledge you have now and be just as conscious now, like, when you go back? But you, like, you're not time traveling back to 2002. You're like, you become a baby right now. You pop back out of your mom's womb, and you can't skip any grades either. And you can't, yeah. So, like, since you're not time traveling, there's no way you're gonna make some financial gain from it. And you're not allowed to skip any grades. Would you do it? But you get to retain all the knowledge.
Fuck no.
Essentially, you're reborn, but you get all the knowledge. You're reborn today.
Oh, fuck no. Fuck that. I'm not going back in time. There's literally no point to relive what I've lived. Like, what, so I could fuck up more in high school or fuck up more in college?
That's the thing. You could do better this second.
But I'm not going to do better.
Bro, if I was born as a smart-ass baby, I'd literally go to Harvard.
Well, no, you can't skip any grades, though.
No, I mean, like by the time I got there.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You just spent 18 years learning shit. You have a massive head start. You could start learning, like, quantum physics when you're, like, 4. Just for shits and giggles.
But is that, does that mean we can, like, talk and shit, like, straight out the womb?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Why not? Fuck. You retain all your knowledge. You're
being, like, fucking Stewie. Bro.
They'll probably think you're, like, a demon or something. Or the Messiah.
What is it? There's a jiggle line. Dick hard. Straight out the womb or something like that. I gotta look it up.
I ain't got pussy since I came out one. Is that a line?
Have you guys ever heard of, like chicks making yogurt or beer out of their vagina yeast? Would you ever try that?
What?
I would never try that. They can go fuck themselves.
Yeah, fuck that. That's weird as fuck.
I'm horny, but even I'm not that horny.
What was the question?
Have you ever heard of, like, beer or yogurt made by vagina yeast? Would you ever try that? You can pick the girl. I don't care what girl you pick. But you got to make it out of their vagina yeast.
That's... I would try that.
Billy, oh my god.
And my reasoning for this, I wanted to try it because it's fermented long enough. It's going to taste like beer regardless.
That's
so
true, but...
Beer is beer, man.
I don't know, that's weird.
Yeah, until you get a yeast infection in your fucking mouth, then it's not so fun anymore.
You can't do that.
Well, if they had a yeast infection when they made it, yeah.
I feel like it would die off through the fermentation process.
Any you better hope so.
Bacteria would just die through the fermentation process. Well, they can't live that long.
Viruses can be more resilient than bacteria. I don't know. Either way, I feel like I would try.
Oh, okay, wait. So to build off of me and this girl arguing in the DMs, so... I had an idea this week that I want us to do or say something extremely outrageous or evil just so we can attract some clicks. So I can like clip it and post it and we'll just get a bunch of clicks. And I was hoping that it would be this girl doing this because she would post me and obviously like my Instagram, and in my Instagram bio is our YouTube page. But since that's clearly fallen through, what we need to come up with an outrageous or evil plan to put ourselves on the map. What are you guys thinking?
How about we just film ourselves at a forest, and we just laugh at like a guy hanging?
Honestly, that would work.
Paul. Oh my god, that has worked once. We just need to take a trip to Japan and go to that forest. All right, that works. Yeah, I'm down.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm down. Okay. All right, you know what? Speaking of outrageous and evil things, I want you two to convince me not to tell your school that you're racist. After you two both leaked some very inappropriate pictures to the group chat the other night.
Oh shit!
So convince me not to cancel you.
Check my phone, and I sent that. So
yeah, same here.
Yeah,
it wasn't me.
I see your face in the picture.
Yeah, they took a picture of me and then took the phone and typed.
In fact, in Billy's picture, the both of you are there.
I know what it looks like, but I assure you.
Let's see.
Do you guys want me to read what it said?
No, not the podcast. Calm down, Nick.
Do I want to edit or not is the real question
that's
now.
The question. You want to edit?
Yeah.
Actually, we are live. I always forget that.
We are live. You don't want to edit. Never mind. What are you talking about?
Anyways.
Well, regardless, it was very funny when you gentlemen said it.
Regardless, I'm not racist because those things, you know.
Facts.
Somehow, I'm going to tie feminism to racism, so.
Facts.
It's
for the empowerment of.
Wait, you know what? This is funny that you guys brought up the Logan Paul thing because it's actually on my list. Do you guys actually think it was, like, that fucked up?
Not really, no.
No.
That's what I'm saying. I think people were a little too outraged about it.
I mean, you know, it's definitely, it's disrespectful for sure. It's not like.
I mean, it's not like he pulled the guy's fucking ID out and ID'd him in front of the whole world.
Yeah, but either way, it's still disrespectful too.
I think it was definitely a bad move, and when you're editing, he definitely should have figured out like, maybe I shouldn't post this. But at the end of the day, I don't think it was cancel worthy. Like, because I've been watching a lot of old YouTube because I've been bored, and there's like so many commentators just talk about how he's like an evil person and that like he should quit all of YouTube and never come back and shit. And it's just like, I don't know. It seems like a little bit of an overreaction.
Well, then right after he posted a video of him tasing a dead rat or something, or a dead animal.
That's baller. Well, which if it's already dead, who cares?
Well, you know, it's...
No, I don't know! It's already dead!
Maybe it was alive at the... I don't know. I'm pretty sure it was dead the whole time, though. But either way, I'm just... Definitely not something you would want to post to a YouTube channel that reaches millions of people.
I think it depends on your viewer base.
True, but I mean, like Logan Paul is so popular that he's bound.
If Frank did that, it would be fucking hilarious.
That's what I'm saying. If someone else did it, it would have been okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Logan's fan base is a bunch of 9-year-old kids.
Yeah, exactly. It's all 9-year-old kids who get offended easily.
Yeah. Or not even their parents.
Or people say that people can then say that they get offended easily, and then use that as means to cancel.
You hate to see it, man. Well, you know what? We're at the halfway mark, so I just want to quickly shout out once again the Patreon, patreon.com/thesaladtossers. We got our bonus episodes up. Speaking of, boys, we missed a bonus episode. We got to watch a movie soon. Possibly this weekend or something. Maybe tomorrow. I'm not up to you guys. We can talk about that later. But we do movie commentaries, and we also have Montel make us the Debate Power Hour podcast, exclusive to our Patreon. You can't find it anywhere else on the internet. And his next episode is coming out on the 15th, which is about 9 days. My math's pretty bad. Excuse me, I'm sick. But
bless you.
Yeah. Patreon.com/the Salad Tossers. Whoops.
I have a suggestion for a movie we could watch.
Okay.
It's called A Serbian Film.
I've been wanting to watch a Serbian film. I'm down. I also
we definitely couldn't post it anywhere though.
What do you mean? We just post audio.
We only post audio?
Chuck. I don't pirate the movie, buddy.
I'm stupid. I know. I just realized I'm stupid. But we could watch a Serbian film.
We could watch that, or also I watched this movie like a year or two ago called The House Is Jack Built, I think. And it's really artsy. It's like a horror movie that's pretty gory and shit, but it's also kind of artsy and like complex. So I'd be interested in rewatching it, because I thought it was like a 5 out of 10 the first time I watched it. But I feel like if I watch it again, I might like it a little more. So put that on the list too. But we could definitely figure that out. I'm down to start. Or we could watch, have you guys heard of The Platform?
Yeah, I love that movie.
I watched it too.
That shit was sick.
But I'm down to watch it again, because that was a good movie. We can watch the English dub just for shits and giggles.
I would be down to
all right, well, for our 10 viewers, please, someone comment and or email me at jockinthenipple@AOL.com what you want to see us watch next. Either any of those or whatever else you want to say, just let us know. Or DM us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
You guys know, like, you ever listen to, how do I want to open this? Okay, I guess I'll just read it how I wrote it. Why are there so many fucking songs? Like, every single song is slow and reverbed on YouTube. Like, not every song needs to be slowed and reverb. It only works on, like, probably 5 to 10% of songs. But literally any song you can think of, it is slow and reverbed by someone on YouTube, and all the comments are like, this is way better than the original, and it's not, like, 90% of the time.
I've only found two songs that I've enjoyed slow and reverb.
I agree. It's very rare for me to find a song.
Lil Uzi is a great song of slow and reverb.
Facts.
And it's Maria, I'm Drunk by Travis Scott. That's a good one. So it makes the Justin Bieber verse so much better. It makes it so much better. Those are the only two songs that I've found that are good.
I love 20 Minutes.
Yeah, I just don't get the trend.
No,
man.
There's no reason. There's no rhyme or reason. I think people just make it because they get views.
Okay, but the thing is, It's not like they make it and then people are all like, why would you make this? There's so, like, every single one that if I go on YouTube right now and look up, let's do a little test.
Yeah,
name a song that you actually think would be bad slowed and reverbed.
Despacito.
Slowed and reverbed. Okay. So I don't only want to look at the views. I want to see the comments and see if they're positive, because they usually are. Okay, I found one. 1.1 million views. There's a million of them, but this is just obviously the most popular. The like ratio is 20K to 241. So it's pretty fucking ridiculously good. My soul left my body. I was going to be mad because it wasn't slowed at the beginning, but this is fire. The beginning has captured the feeling when you get to see... wait, when you first see slash make eye contact with the love of your life, like, come on, how is it, so? Oh, bro, Payphone by Maroon 5. You gotta be shitting me, man. Again, 87. Okay, this one has fucking 7.5 million views, 87k likes to 748 dislikes. This version of the song hits so hard when you're fed up with everything. And it just, it's more comments like this. I don't understand what, like you said, Jock, it would be one thing if people just did it for views and, like, they would get clicks, but then all the videos had, like, a bunch of dislikes or, like, all the comments were like, why did you make this? But every single song, like, literally any song you can think of, not only has it, but it has positive reviews. And I don't get it.
I'm saying they make it because it gets views and it's and they get positive feedback.
I just don't get why.
It's fucking, it's YouTube, bro. It doesn't matter. I don't know.
I don't get it, man.
People just fucking digest garbage content all the time and don't give a fuck.
It's one thing to give views to it and not like or dislike or like comment, but everyone has a shit ton of likes and a shit ton of positive comments. Like, it's, you'd have to struggle to find negative comments.
People like. Maybe there's, like, a whole demographic of people out there that like Slow and Reverb songs, and that's, like, what they want.
So, yeah, someone, so what kind of music you listen to? Oh, I only listen to Slow and Reverb shit.
Like, you know, like...
I feel like I'd instantly just get as far away from that person as possible.
Country hit Slow and Reverb. Look up
country. Yo, country hit Slow
and Reverb. Go, fucking... What's a good...
Wait. Sorry to deviate from the story, but one of our close friends just sent me a funny Reddit post that I want to read. So here's the like original post. One time I was called into my boss's office saying they'd fire me if I didn't check myself into a hospital for SH/mentions of suicide. I think SH is self-harm. I told them where to shove it and stormed out to my car. A police officer was out there waiting for me. He talked to me for a minute, and I just decided to give him one word answers until he would let me leave. He finally said, as I was getting into my car, you know if you kill yourself, that's on me, right? I don't want to have to deal with that. I was stunned, she said. And then some guy replied, I'll be honest, that would have pushed me over the edge, and I would have killed myself out of spite. Reddit is such a goofy place, man.
It's kind of weird people still use it in 2021. I feel like that shit was popular in like back in like middle school.
Nah, bro, I love Reddit. We've gotten most of our guests from Reddit. Most of the podcast guests have come from Reddit.
Bro, I found Country Road Slow Reverb, and not gonna lie, it kind of goes hard.
Yeah.
Let me listen to Country Road. Take me home.
Oh, I know. I can imagine that being good. I was thinking of Old Town Road, slowed and reverbed. That shit would make no sense. My God, bro, I feel like shit.
You get the cove?
No, I know I don't have COVID because I got sick from my girlfriend and she went to the hospital and got tested. It's just a cold.
I'm trying to think of like, a good country hit that would be slowed and reverbed. Let's go.
Riding Dirty?
No, what is the song?
Wait, I want to find a WAP slowed reverb.
That would be awesome. That would be so awesome.
Yo.
There's a clean reverb and or like a clean version and a non-clean version. Slowed and reverb.
Let me try this one.
Okay. So this one has 14 million views, 240k likes to 2.9k dislikes. Let's look at the comments.
Oh, here's a song.
The Nerd Girl Studying to her playlist. Y'all have a lot of explaining when you come up here. Always Jesus Christ. Alright, I gotta listen to this. I'm very interested.
Three comments on this, why I like the back row.
Oh my God.
Slow, fire, yes, fun.
Yes. Facts.
Oh my. Wow. Okay, it turns into a Lizzo song when you slow and reverb it. Sounds like actually, a really fat bitch singing to you.
Doja Cat Street.
Oh my
okay,
goodness.
Okay, this one Doja Cat song kind of goes hard, slow to reverb. I think it's definitely just like some songs it works really well on. That's why there's so many, because it's always like people are just trying to find more songs that it sounds well with.
I guess. What I'm saying? Cause, yeah, you're right. There are some songs that are super gas with it. I'm just saying.
There's no way to know if it's good unless you try it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if you made it, then you listen to it. Why would you post it? But if you already made it, you might as well post it at that point. You got nothing to lose.
Yeah. I think after all, it kind of makes sense.
Unfortunately. Damn, dude. Oh, but it's just so... what still doesn't make sense is the positive reception.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there's a demographic of people out there that just like that shit.
Yeah,
there's
people
no
just...
no way!
There has to be a way.
Obviously there is, since it works, but it just doesn't make sense. I just don't get it.
If there is a will, there is a way.
I just don't get it, man. Oh, I think Jeremy's in the comments. Hey, Jeremy.
Oh, it's Jeremy. Jeremy Reynolds.
Yeah, thanks for checking in, Jeremy. What a guy. Have a day out there, gentlemen. What do you guys got? What do you guys got?
What do I have, chlamydia?
Shit.
Kind of hot.
Shit.
I know, I think it's pretty hot, to be honest. But... I don't really have much.
I watched a kid throw up into his lap a couple days ago. That was interesting.
I watched
a
kid do coke the other day.
Yeah, the same person who did coke threw up in his lap.
What is up with coke,
times.
Man? Like, I didn't think that was this big at college.
Yeah.
Like, I heard it was a thing, but I didn't realize.
I think it's just this one person who just got completely hooked on it.
No. Coke is pretty big. What, like, when you get a little older, you start to realize, like, a very large amount of adults do it.
Yeah, I know a lot of people back home that you wouldn't think would do coke, but they do.
Yeah, Jock. Like, yes.
They tried it, they do
like,
it.
Like, in our grade or above us? Okay.
Mostly above.
Yeah, that makes more sense then.
But still.
Jock, they're like functioning adults who make, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and they do blow, like, almost every night. It's nuts.
Yeah.
Like, I went to a house party, and there was a coke room. There were, like, 50 heads in that room just doing coke. I'm like, what?
Fuck, yeah. Coke is all
well,
the rage,
did
baby.
You indulge, at least?
No. I have self-respect. Very little of it.
What?
Self-respect.
Why is doing coke not respecting yourself?
That, in terms of my
really, heroin is above coke? Jesus.
Oh, I can't get heroin as easily as I could get coke. For my self-image, coke is among it's rock bottom for me. Okay.
I don't understand how.
The reason.
Never doing coke.
So you'll do DMT with us, but coke is too far.
Yeah, 100%.
The reason I'm never doing coke is because I have a pretty addictive personality, and I don't think I could.
In terms of myself,
I'd be worried of getting addicted to it, so I don't want to try it.
You know you're getting ripped off when you're buying coke for like $100, right? That's a rip off to begin with.
Yeah, you're only getting like
20%
like a third,
coke,
a third gram maybe.
Like, you know you're getting ripped off.
Yeah, the only time I ever do coke if it was straight from fucking Colombia.
That is the worst time to do coke.
What are you talking about?
Come on, that's like the American dream right there.
Wait, are you talking about from Colombia or
yes, from Colombia?
Why not from Colombia? That's the good shit.
You have two options. It's the most pure coke, so you're gonna try coke for the first time and probably take too much, or second, it's gonna be laced with some shit because some dude had to smuggle it over from Colombia.
Like that bitch in Pulp Fiction, man.
Yeah.
That's also another thing. You can OD on coke because it can
be
laced. You kind of can't lace psychedelics. It's
kind of hard to lay psychedelics.
Well,
I don't think that's true at all.
Yeah, you can have an N-bomb.
Yeah, N-bombs. N-bombs or something.
You will, you know, you'll know if it's an N-bomb or not, but you can't die because of it.
If it's bitter, it's
you'll
a spitter.
You'll have a very bad time, but you cannot, you can't, it can't kill you. It could probably leave you very mentally scarred if you take too much, but it can't kill you. Coke, highly addictive, and it could kill you. So do you have pain. Those are my reasons I'm never doing coke. And now, you know, I'm gonna, like, 4 years, like, 4 years from now, I'm gonna look back and I'm a cokehead and be like, fuck. And I end up here. But right now, in this moment, I'm saying I'm never doing coke. I think I'm gonna say true to that. I was almost blackout drunk. I got offered coke and I was like, I'm all good, man. I'm pretty sure my self-will on this one can hold.
Well, that's good to hear.
We're gonna be around coke quite a lot next semester.
God, sure hope so.
God damn, I'm getting these kids kicked out. Like, I don't want a room with these kids. I'm getting them kicked out.
The reason is because one of our roommates is a cokehead. Is the kid who...
What are you guys, moving to a suite?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Okay, if I can get them kicked out, it's the ideal.
This motherfucker...
It's so cunt, Bill. That is the most cunt thing I've heard.
He kept on making fun of me because he kept on dying in Minecraft. And I said, okay, kid, KYS, and then he hopped off the server. So I'm starting the process.
One KYS is enough to be like, all right.
He must have been like, fuck this, it's time for some coke.
Fuck this.
Well, yeah, this motherfucker tried coke once and then bought a grand bag the next day.
He said he was down 150 off of coke already.
That's pretty baller.
And, like, it's been, like, less than a week since he did it for the first time.
Like, chill, man. Psychedelics? You doing...
Psychedelics are the answer.
You can only do them, like, once every 2 weeks.
We should probably work on getting DMT, like, now, so it'll be here by the time we fucking... Because I've never had to get DMT. I mean, I know it doesn't take literally, like... Well, I mean, we did... Probably not now, but, like, episode, like, 43, we should probably start trying to get it.
Dark web, baby. Bitcoin.
Bitcoin. Yeah, use some of your Dogecoin to get it.
If only, bro. If I had, bro, I could spot us easy.
Bro, wait. Still... Okay, get this. When Dogecoin was still at like 0.0003, I think. One of our buddies convinced me to put $100 in, and then I slept on it, and I changed my mind because I did kind of need the $100. Yeah, exactly. Imagine I would have made literally hundreds of thousands of dollars. So yeah, a little butthurt about that. Yeah, hate to see it. You really hate to see it.
Yeah, you would have made a shit ton if you put in 100. Oh my god.
Yep.
I had 50 in for the longest time while it was sitting around like 6 cents. Stay there for like a month, and then I pulled it out because I was like, fuck this, it's not going up again. And then a week later, it goes up to 60 cents. So sad. Cryptos are literally crazy this year. I saw a thing, cryptos as a whole have increased by like 11,000% just this year.
God damn, bro. Yeah, I think I'm just going to start looking for cryptos that are like worth dirt and just putting like 10 bucks in it because... It's only 10 bucks I'm losing, and then if it ever takes off, I'll be a fucking millionaire.
Facts.
And, like, if it doesn't, I don't give a fuck, bro. It's 10 bucks. Like, that's like an hour of work, or not even. Speaking of, I have some somewhat good news on my job front, is I may be beginning to write a column for the newspaper.
Oh,
the local newspaper. That's the thing. It's kind of just my corner. I kind of just it's about the way I pitched it. Is it's just kind of what's going on in a young person's mind each week. So, but it's really random, so but in a good way.
I want to kill myself. Okay, that's the title.
I wish.
That's the title, right?
I wish. I fucking wish I could. I doubt I can make it there.
Lost, right? And then you go on describe your life.
So okay. the first three articles I've written are the problem with fan bases, and it's basically about how you know how people think Rick and Morty is like cringy and a shitty show just because all the stands of it are like super goofballs.
Yeah.
So it's talking about that. And then I have one about traffic science, and it goes kind of in depth about how like traffic science teaches us a lot about the human brain. And then the last one I wrote was why we need religion. And it's not actually about religion. It's about the fact that we need a new form of something like religion so that we can have community. Otherwise, the country's probably going to fall apart. Because that's the good thing. Unfortunately, that's the good thing about religion is that it teaches a lot of values and it creates a sense of community. And it's really hard to bring people together who don't have like one similar value. And really the only other values in America that you could do that with are political ones. And if you start separating people even further by left and right, it would only cause more bad. So unfortunately, religion is kind of not a necessary evil because we definitely could get rid of it, but we need to find something to replace it with. That's what that paper's about. I don't know. That's the thing. I even in my article, I don't know what you could replace it with, but I talk about what religion teaches us and what it gives us, and those are the things that we need in whatever, like those are the requirements in whatever we're going to replace it for. So it's basically, it's community, respect, and challenging the teachings of your elders. I think those are three things that are very heavy in religion. Whether non-religious people like to admit it or not, a lot of Sunday school is spent actually questioning like what your teacher is teaching you in the Bible, and obviously they usually try to answer it like pro-Bible, but regardless, it's teaching you a skill that you don't just have to sit there and listen to whatever an adult says. You have to critically think and think about, does this make sense? And if so, I have to call the person out and see if they can explain themselves. So I might be working for a news column, so that could be cool.
Do you guys think?
I don't know yet. It's still all up in the air, but the guy was pretty excited. He already told me to send like a bio and a picture of myself so we could get started. So
that's sick, bro.
Yeah, it could be cool.
Who's paper called? Shout it out.
Berkshire Edge.
Berkshire Edge. Okay.
It's out of Mass, I believe, which is about 30 minutes from my house in New York.
The future newspaper publisher.
How did you come into contact with the newspaper?
I've been having this idea for a while that I want to work for a newspaper like that, just as kind of like a side gig, because this is only like a column once a week or some shit. So it's like a side gig, because my aunt is a really big journalist. Like, she's been on CNN and Fox and a bunch of different shit. Like, she travels the country and shit. It's just been kind of an idea for a while, and then I just kind of Googled, like, newspapers near me and picked one, and whoever picked up first was who I went with.
Well, good shit. I hope it works out.
Yeah, me too. Thank you.
That's really cool.
What did you want to say, Jack?
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking about, like, religion, and it brought me to old people. So, do you guys think the world will be a better place once the boomers die out or not?
No. Mm-hmm. Fuck no. No fucking way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because you know why? Because millennials, although it's completely different, they're equally as bad, just in different ways. So, no, someone will take their place. That's the way of the world. Someone always takes their place.
That's true. Yeah, that then it will just be Gen X will just be the new boomers. But even so, I mean, Gen X people are typically more... I mean, like in terms of technology, it'll work out a lot better.
I don't mean people are going to have the same ideology as Boomer. I just mean... Like they'll be replaced by someone equally as bad, even if it's in a different, like, set of values.
Yeah. I don't know. Everyone's always just like, God, I can't wait for the boomers to die.
Really? I don't hear that very often. Maybe we hang out in different
circles. I feel like I've heard that quite a few times.
Yeah, I guess I'm hanging out with the wrong crowd.
Maybe
I don't know. I like boomers. Well, I don't like them, like, 100%, but I think they get a bad rap, dude.
They do get a bad rap.
I've had a couple mentors who were boomers, and they're some of the greatest men I've known in my life, so.
Yeah.
Most of my actually good mentors have not been boomers.
Yeah, I think most of my good mentors were in our, like, whatever our parents' generation is that. What is that?
Gen X.
Most of my good mentors, Gen X. Is that? I don't know. I don't know how old.
That's like
the boomer cutoff is 1964.
Early 30s count as that because early 30s.
Early 30s is. Early 30s. I think that's millennial.
I think that's millennial at this point.
Millennials have been more mentor for me than anybody else. I think I can take shit. I mean, I have one exception to that, but I think I can take shit from, take more, I can take advice from boomers, but I think that in terms of life advice and what to go through now, I think that millennials...
Well, I think the important distinction is that millennials can probably give you better overall life advice because they're able to use technology and shit, so they can teach you how to live in the world easier. But I think boomers are a lot better at, like, teaching you core values and, like, what it takes to be a young man in America and all that shit. So I think they have different mentoring values, but I agree with you. I think Gen X has, or millennials has pretty good mentors as well. Gen X also, I think, has pretty good mentors.
What's the next generation after Z?
I think it's A.
Yeah, Gen I think A. I think they went back to A, yeah.
That's weird.
I'll take that.
Why not, like, Gen Y? They already have X and Z.
Nope, we already have Y.
We do?
I think so. Yeah, we're Gen Y. Like us three.
No, we're Gen Z.
No. Are we?
Yeah, we're Gen Z.
Alright, I gotta look it up now.
We're Zoomers, bro.
Zooming. We're eating ass, getting fat, and dying
and
fast. I don't fucking know what the last one is.
Which generation are you? Okay. See, the one of the big problems about this is that it's highly debated a lot of these years. Like, some people say millennials start in the 80s. Some people say millennials start in the 90s. So that's part of the problem. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so here, we'll go from baby boomer on. So baby boomer is, according to this website, the first one I picked is 46 to 64. Yeah. Generation X is 65 to 79. And then there's something called, it's like millennials, but it's got a Z first. I assume it's Zennials, that's 75 to 85. And then, but okay, that doesn't really make sense because this also says that millennials, Generation Y, and Generation Next are 1980 to 94. And then iGen/Gen Z is 1995 to 2012. And then Gen Alpha is 2013 to 2025. So the oldest baby boomer is only 75. That's pretty nuts.
So our kids won't even be Gen Alpha. They'll be the one after.
2025. Yeah, that's only 5 years. I mean, probably. I mean, depending how shitty your life goes for the next couple of years. Yeah, in the next 4 years, as long as you don't have a kid before you graduate college, you'll be good.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Bro, I'm so tight. I don't know where this randomly popped in my brain, but I remember back in, like, middle school, I was watching this thing. It was, like, Corning Technology. They were, like, they had all these concept videos of, like, the super sick, like touch screens just, like, on, like, glass. So, like, it was really just, like, it would just be, like an iPhone screen, but just on, like, it's, like, a regular glass plane. And they're like, all right, it's coming out in 2020. And it's not out. And it's 2021.
I don't know if you guys remember. You remember we had that one sub who used to work for NASA?
Yeah, I fucking love that guy.
Yeah, no, that guy was awesome. But if you remember, he said that by 2020, we would have those. Remember he brought in the pictures of, like, the how they were going to colonize the moon? And it was, like, those weird space domes. He said, he said those would be done being made by 2020. Those were the estimates that NASA gave him. So, yikes. Not doing too hot.
Generous.
Oh my God, disrespect my dude like that.
I love that guy. I can't say I remember his name, but he was a pretty cool guy.
I remember he always would come in and give us those cool ass NASA pictures.
Yeah, and the stickers.
He had the pen filled with fucking moon soil. That shit is dope.
Yeah.
I bet that son they used to do the riddles every day.
Yeah, bro.
I like that dude.
That dude always made my day better.
Okay, that part was nice, but that dude was also, like, a pretty bad sub.
He was a bad sub, but...
Because there were so many classes where, like, you would be allowed to just do your work and just put your headphones in, and he'd be the type of sub that would come over and be like, take your headphones out and stuff. Just be like... I'd finish my work, and he'd be like, are you supposed to be doing something? Because I'm on my phone. And I'm like, nah, whenever I finish my work, I always go on my phone. He's like, oh, she didn't write that down. I'm like, okay, cool.
He's just old. He doesn't understand.
Exactly. Okay, I'm not saying it's his fault, but it was annoying.
That's true. I always liked having teachers from my other classes as subs in classes. It was fun. Like,
yeah, like a crossover episode.
Yeah. Our Spanish teacher, I was homies with him. I love that guy.
The good old days, as they like to call them.
Yeah.
They are the good old days.
Some of them are.
Nah, most of them are. Looking back, even the bad moments would be good.
I've been having a lot of fun the past couple weeks up here at the lake, man. It's pretty nice. I was just riding the boat right before we started the episode, as you boys know. Very fun. I was whipping that shit around, so.
How big a boat is it?
It's like 14 feet, I think. It's nothing crazy, but.
Oh, you can lamp out on that shit, though.
Yeah, I think my neighbor was telling me the top speed is, I want to say 50 miles an hour.
Whew!
Something like that, yeah.
You can cruise in that, baby.
Oh, fuck yeah.
How big is the lake?
It's pretty big. I mean, you can see end to end. Like, you can see the other side. But it's a plenty decent size. And the cool thing is, so there's the lake is separated into two parts, and there's a peninsula that comes up the middle of it that separates it, and that's where, and it's like a gated community, and that's where all the like super rich people live. But then you can go around the top of the peninsula to get to the other side of the lake. So you basically have two like decently sized lakes. Probably, maybe half a mile across. I don't know. When I'm out there on the boat, it's never an issue. But like there's never anything bigger than like those party boats out there.
Yeah.
But it's fun, that's man. Cool. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, when I come down there, we gotta go out and smoke a joint.
Yeah, bro, we will. Yo, there's this really cool spot where you pull into this cove and you drop your anchor, and it's like kind of the swim chill spot, and people go there and barbecue on their boats and just get drunk and swim. It's mad funny.
That's pretty lit.
Indeed. All right, gentlemen, it's about that time. Patreon.com/thesaladtossers. Go check the bonus episodes out. Definitely go check Montel's Debate Power Hour. In fact, I'm excited for his next episode. So it is worth the $1 a month. I don't think I mentioned that before. It's only $1 a month. Subscribe to the YouTube. Watch us live. Go follow the Instagram. That's really the only social media I care about. I guess the TikTok, too. So just search up Salad Tossers on any social media you like. You'll find us.
Yeah, we're on Grindr.
Yeah. Oh, I wish.
Come on. Are you on Grindr? I have an account in your name.
Oh, shit.
That's kind of hot. All right, gentlemen. Say your goodbyes.
Good night, Craig.
Craig.
Good night, Craig. I love you.
All right now.